is the Savior. Jesus is the Savior, and we were also dealing with sin. Now, I want to go over to James chapter number 1, starting at verse number 14. James chapter number 1, starting at verse number 14. Many people don't realize, I think you may have remembered even on yesterday, the frustration that people experience with sin. The frustration that people experience with sin. And sin is not like a cold or a scab or that just falls off. You know, when scabs or cuts heal, they scab and then the scab falls off once the new skin appears. And colds, sometimes you just have them and they run their course. Sin is not like that. Sin is not like a cold. Sin is not like a wound that eventually just passes on. But that is how man or Satan tricks man to try to deal with sin. But we have to understand, according to the scriptures in James, that sin has a goal. Sin has an objective. And in James it says, what is that, 1 and 14, it says, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lusts, right? This is piggybacking off of yesterday's dialogue. I know Eve and Adam were in the garden together, but each of them made a choice. Each of them made a choice to do something that was against what Jesus told them to do. Nobody forced sin on them. They made a choice. They made a conscious decision that this is the path that they wanted to go down. And, you know, even in here, you say, well, Elder Scudder, what do you mean when you're saying that? Adam and Eve were tempted. By who? Satan. Jesus doesn't tempt you. Satan does it. And why does he tempt you? Because he wants you to be lost. He puts out all of these attractions. He puts these thoughts out there. He creates these devices. All of these things to get man to be simply lost. He just wants you to die in your sin. He wants sin to be finished in you. He wants sin to be accomplished in you. He wants those objectives to be satisfied. He wants to be able to go down a checklist. And at the end of the day, he wants it to be said that John Doe expired in his sin. He doesn't care about what John Doe accomplishes. He doesn't care about where John Doe goes. He just wants it to be said that when John Doe stops breathing, John Doe died in his sin. So in order for him to do that, according to the scripture, it says the man is tempted. Man is tempted when he is drawn away of his what? So Satan studies you out. Satan studies you out. You're not the only one Satan has seen. He has been looking at people like you and I since the days of Adam. Since the days of Adam, he has been studying the human out. We think we're so wise and so smart because we get to be here on the earth for 80, 90 years and we write. And we read, and we study, and we research, and we travel, we investigate, we dig, we explore. We think we're so smart, but you got to remember, you are just a part of one generation. People have been doing this since the days of Adam. They've been doing the very things that you and I have been doing, and which each generation Satan is studying and learning more and more about the human. And what does he do as time progresses? He fine-tunes his tricks. He perfects his craft. That's the truth. He perfects it in such a way that all of the things that he puts before you, it has a purpose. And what is that purpose? To draw you away, right? Every man is tempted when he is drawn away of what? His own lust. See, everybody wants the blame game. Everybody wants to blame this person and that person for why they are in the situation that they in. And you really just need to study yourself. You need to learn who you are. Why am I in the situation that I'm in? It's not because of this person. It's not because of that person. It is because of the choices and the decisions that I have made. Why did I make these choices and decisions if they were wrong? It's because I allowed a spirit that does not like me, that cannot stand me, to do what? Draw me away. He draws me away, and he treats me like a puppet, right? Because he draws me away of my own lust. He doesn't go grab nobody else's lust. He works with what's inside of you. He messes you up based upon what's inside of you. Only thing you can do is ask of the Lord to deliver me from me, right? That was last week's lesson. Oh, wretched man that who I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? It's not a we. I am my worst enemy. I am in where I am at because of the choices and the decisions that I made. Personal accountability. Right? We don't learn anything again. You keep hearing me repeat it about Adam and Eve. That is what they failed at. The minute when sin exposed itself is the minute that they wanted to play the blame game. Adam wanted to blame Eve. Adam wanted to blame his creator. Huh? But he never wanted to take accountability for the choice and the decision that he made. Because it's not in him. And if he didn't do it, what makes you think you're going to do it? What makes you think that you're going to easily walk in that door and say, I am where I am at because of what I have done? Huh? I am in the condition and the state that I'm in because of what choice and decision I have made. Right? Come on. Every man is tempted when he's drawn away of what? His own lust. Huh? And enticed. Right? Keep going. When lust has birth. Huh? When it has conceived, huh? It bringeth forth what?
Bringeth forth sin.
Yes.
And sin when it is finished.
That's what I want you to understand. Yeah, y'all need to have that highlighted in your book. Sin has an objective. And it want to keep working on you until it's finished. Huh? You say, well, just because I'm tired, I'm trying to tell you, sin is not tired. Huh? You can give up if you want to. But sin is not tired. It's not going to stop until it gets what it wants to do in you. Well, what does it want to do? It wants to kill you. Huh? Huh? It wants to cut life off of you. It doesn't want you to live. Huh? But you got to fight against that grain. You got to be like that person in the ocean that cannot swim. That say, I am not going down. I am not going to drown, not today, not right now. I want to live, right? Huh? Come on, that's true, saints. If you don't do that, sin is going to kill you. Huh? Come on. Not that fella down the street. Huh? Not that person around the corner. Sin. Go to the source. Huh? Go to the source. Huh? You say, well, such and such got the gun pointed at. Go to the, it's not that individual. It's not that gun. It's not that individual that's pointing that gun at you. Go to the source. It says when sin is finished, huh? Sin gets into anybody and works. If you don't deal with it, it works. It has an appetite of death. It wants to kill you, right? It wants to kill you. But you have to understand what is it trying to do. And you have to say within yourself, I don't want sin to win. Huh? I'm glad I made up my mind years ago. Huh? I made many mistakes. And please don't get me wrong. I didn't get saved at an old age. I received the Holy Ghost when I was 12. So I had to go through all of the high school years, all of the preteen and the young adult years of trying to fight against sin. Huh? And all the little mess that I got myself into, stealing my mother's car, doing all of this stuff, all of that stuff was because sin was trying to do something into me. You say, well, what was it trying to do? It was fighting against the desire to live. Huh? I had the Holy Ghost. I had Jesus living down on the inside. I tarried on the altar. The Lord filled me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And then now, you know, in your mind, you think because you receive the Holy Ghost, you on cloud now and you untouchable. Huh? That you're just going to go through life and it's just going to be you and Jesus. But sin say, just because you got the Holy Ghost don't mean I'm finished. Huh? I got an objective. I got a game plan. What is your objective, sin? I want to kill you. Huh? I want to kill you by any means necessary, right?
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
I want to kill you by any means necessary.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And you got to look at it.
Right.
You got to look at sin for what it is.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And say, I know who you are. And I know what you're trying to do to me. And I refuse. Huh? I refuse to let you win this battle, right? I refuse to let you win this battle. I'm not saying that I'm not going to struggle. I'm not saying that I'm going to be perfect. If you're looking for me to be perfect, you might as well stop watching me. Huh? I get attitudes. I don't feel like being bothered. Huh? Everything that people be saying to me, I don't want to hear it. But at the end of the day, the issue is me. It's not them. It's I'm struggling with me. I'm being drawn away of my own lust. That devil is teasing my lust. He knows how to get up under my skin. And I realize all he's trying to do is bring my body under captivity. He just wants me to be a slave to sin. Why? Because he knows when sin is finished, it's going to kill me. It's going to kill me. It ain't going to help me live. It's going to kill me. Huh? As we went on yesterday, sin is a separator. Sin divides. Sin divides. Everybody wants that poster emblem, that poster image. Everybody wants to look like these happy commercials where families are all getting along and children are doing what you say do, and you could talk nice to your kids, but something inside of them, when you say, you need to get ready to go to bed, something inside of them don't say, okay, thanks, I had such an enjoyable day. I'm so happy that you gave me a place to lay my head. And I'm just so grateful for all the experiences that you sacrificed with me today so that I can have an enjoyable life. It's time for you to go to bed. Sin say, look at him, evil. I don't want to go to bed. Huh? Huh? Sin does that to them. And you be wanting to bust that mouth off, but you got to go to the source. It's not them, it's the sin. And you can't beat sin out of it. Huh? You understand that?
Yeah.
You can't abuse sin out of them.
No.
Huh? Mm-mm. That's what most people think. Sin is going to just push to the side. Oh. You hit them. You ain't doing nothing but toughening up a sinner.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
You ain't doing nothing but toughening them up. Yeah. And you just making them more keen, more wise, more slick. Huh? More crafty.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
Instead of him being honest with you, now he's going to lie in your face. I'll go to bed. Huh? Then you go in there and you be wondering, oh, such and such is sleep. And then you realize they ain't sleep. Them pillows up under that blanket. Huh? And what is the shades cracked for? They done crawled out of the window. Huh? Sin teaches them to do these things. Sin teaches them to be covert sinners. Huh? That's a trying to cover sinners, right? Yes, sin teaches them that. But we're learning again. As we see time get closer, they're not even under the covers anymore. Huh? They're bold. Huh? Got these bold attitudes. Huh? You used to be children would be respectful to people in authority. They'll cuss you out. Huh? Cuss you out in front of their mother and their father. Huh? Cuss you out and then if you go to try to tell a parent will fight you. For you telling them what that child did wrong. That's where you're living at. And you have to say, well, why are things like this? Because sin is having its way. It's not the people, it's sin. People are not doing anything with the sin. Sin says when it is finished, it's going to bring death, right? When it is finished, it's going to bring death. Huh? Come on. Only thing you can say is I don't want to die. I don't want death. Death is not for me, right? Come on, let's look at Jeremiah chapter number 13 and 23. Got a couple of scriptures this morning. And someone go over to Proverbs 21:10. Jeremiah 13, 23.
Mm-hmm. 13, 23.
Yes.
Can the Ethiopian
change his skin? You can't stop being black. Huh? Even though you can bleach your skin and all the other kind of weird stuff, you still will be black. Huh? Come on. You are still black by nature. Huh? They can go and shift your body parts, but you're still black by nature. Huh? The Ethiopian cannot change his skin. And the leopard cannot change his spots. Huh? Then may you also do good when it is your custom. It's already in you to be evil by nature. The wicked come forth from the mama's womb. They go astray as soon as they be born. Speaking what? That is because of the nature that's inside of you. Sin is trying to kill you from birth. Huh? Oh, yeah. Sin is trying to kill you from birth. Sin doesn't want you to be existing. Huh? Every time I know, my son don't understand it because he was a child at the moment. But we know what we went through. We share it with him, but we know what we went through while that baby was trying to be developed. Huh? When people were just giving you, and when these are people that you're depending on to help you live. When they just come right out and just say you need to terminate the pregnancy because that fetus didn't get all that it needed, huh? And it's going to come here abnormal, huh? And I mean, when they use some heavy words that say abnormal, and all in my mind, all I could think about was I was going to have to struggle with this child that's not going to be able to do for itself, huh? You see parents that have children that they have to take care of for the rest of their lives. They come out of the womb that way. And the parent has to go through and take care of that child for the rest of its life. And see, the doctors were trying to put that image in my brain that this is what you are going to have to look forward to. But he did not know Jesus. Huh? He didn't know life. All he knew was death. All he could deliver me was death. I had to go around the church. I had to go around saints. Somebody that knew the power of Jesus and let me realize you are not like them. Jesus has called you out of darkness. He brought you into the marvelous light.
Thank you, Jesus.
He gave you an inheritance among those that are sanctified. Those that are about life. Huh? Those that are about life. And the Lord blessed us, allowed us to shift our thinking. He allowed us to find a specialist that shifted our thinking. Let us realize you are okay. Huh? Now, first appointment, we went into a message of gloom from one doctor. It was amazing. One doctor was all the way over here on the spectrum. He was just, his goal was to set us up to abort our baby. Because that was the advice he was giving us. Your baby's this is going on. The best thing you can do because you're so young is get rid of this one. Get your health on track and try again. But what if I would have got rid of that one? Huh? He would not be sitting here. Huh? I'm trying to tell you what the world would do. The world is sin is all about death. You got to understand it's been trying to cut you off before you even knew you existed.
Hey, thank you.
It's been trying to cut you off before you even knew you existed.
Hey, thank you.
Only reason you're here is because of the hand of grace. Huh? Only reason you're here is because someone looked beyond all of your faults and was gracious and merciful to you. Huh? I'm trying to tell you, we were all the way over here. And then the Lord blessed. And we got a referral to go over to Georgetown. And the first appointment was like night and day. First appointment over there is the baby's this. And the second appointment over here, oh, you're going to be fine. We're going to work with you and everything is going to be all right. And we were like, whoa,
Who are you and where did this come from? Jesus gives you a mind. He orchestrates that thing. When you stop leaning to your own understanding, when you get out of your own head, get out of your own head, right? Get out of your own head. Stop leaning to what?
Stop leaning on your own understanding. Thank you, Jesus.
You got to get around those that are about life. Huh? You got to get around those that are about life. You say, well, Scott, I'm here. Well, don't, you got to be careful, even when you're in here. Because everybody all the time, ain't their mind ain't on life.
Right.
Huh? Yeah, even though you say, well, they're in the church, but everybody's mind ain't on life.
Right.
We are some messy creatures. Huh? You're looking at an imperfect being. We are some messy creatures. We could be here and there in the same breath. That's why we tell you to look to Jesus. He's the only one that can be consistent, right? He's the only one that can be consistent. He does not change, right? He's the same yesterday, today. He does not change. He's not funny. He's not wishy-washy.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Huh?
Thank you, Jesus.
You be so busy looking at this one.
Jesus.
Because this one say, I have Jesus. You're not understanding.
Jesus.
You think Jesus means perfection.
Jesus.
You think Jesus means everything is going right all the time.
Jesus.
I'm your pastor. I'm telling you that's not how it works. I have to fight just like you fight. I've got issues just like you got issues. I've got good days and bad days, just like you. But what makes me different from you? My help is in Jesus. I don't look to you to help me. I look to Jesus to be my strength. In my time of trouble, I cry out to the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't look at you as my reason for serving the Lord. Y'all understand that? I don't look at you as my reason for being here. I am here because I realize I need Jesus. Huh? Jesus is my help. Jesus is my stability. Huh? That's right. And it's all I come to realize. I'm not in this by myself. I got folk all around me going through the same things. Huh? Going through the same things. Huh? And I'll be fooling myself if I look at them as the image of perfection. Huh? Because if I'm going through, they're going through. Huh? If I got good and bad, they got good and bad. If I got up and down, they got up and down. But what brings us together? We both are calling on Jesus for our help, right? Y'all are calling on Jesus. We're crying out to the Lord. And I mean we're crying out to the Lord. We're crying out to him for him to help us. Huh? To make me better. Bring me where I'm supposed to be at. Huh? I'm not hiding. I'm not denying when lust has surfaced. When lust is being tickled. Huh? Come on. Come on. I'm not hiding. I'm not denying that when lust is being tickled. Huh? I'm keeping that right before myself. Why? Because I realize when it stops the tickling, it's got one purpose. It's trying to kill me. It's not trying to be my friend. It's trying to not make me feel good. It's trying to kill me. Remember what it says, when sin, when it is finished, it bringeth forth what? It's trying to kill me. Right? And I can't fix this stuff by myself. Ethiopian can't change his skin. Leper can't change his spot. Then may he also do good. When it is your custom. Huh? It's your nature. It's in you to do what? It's in you to be that way. It's in you to be divided. It's in you to be secluded. Huh? It's in you to cast blame and fault. Huh? When you start to look at yourself, that's going against what's in you. Huh? When you start to say, Jesus desires me to be truthful and honest with myself. Huh? That's when you're going against the grain. Huh? Come on. And you're going to find you're not going to have a lot of company. Huh? You're not going to have a lot of company with you. But you got to be willing to say, Jesus, this is what I want. I want to live, right?
I don't want to die. I want to live. Right? And you got to know a show that Jesus wants you to live. He don't want you to die. He said, I've come that you might have life. He doesn't want you to die. He wants you to live. But at the end of the day, you got to want it for yourself. Huh? He can't go beyond your want. He can't go beyond your desire. He gives you just what your heart desires, right? You desire mess, you're going to get it. Huh? You desire confusion and drama, you're going to get it. You've got to think differently. Huh? You've got to change the way you think, right? You got to transform. Huh? You got to change your mind, right? You got gutter thinking, you're going to stay in it. Huh? But the minute you start thinking differently, huh? You'll notice you'll start doing things differently. Your speech will change. Huh? That's the truth. You know, all of you have dealt with me. Because you're still trying to learn holiness. And all of you have heard me pull you to the side and say, you know, we don't talk like that. I know that's all you've been doing all of your life. But we don't talk like that. We don't use those kind of words. Why, Elder Scudder? Because that's what you did out in darkness. Jesus brought you over into the light now. He changes the way you talk, right? Changes your talk. Huh? You don't hear certain words come out of my mouth. Huh? That's right, because I don't talk like that. He's changed my speech. Huh? Amen. Took the cussing out of my tongue. And I ain't mad at him. Huh? I'm not mad at him. Say, well, I just want to express. Find something else to express your anger. You can be angry, but don't you sin. Find something else to express your anger. Use the name of Jesus. Use that name with such passion. Huh? You say, Jesus, I'm angry. Jesus. Don't say it because you want to cuss, because you want to be delivered. Jesus, take the anger away. Jesus. Huh? And it's not them that made you angry. It's in you. They done tickled you. Huh? They done tickled you the wrong way. Huh? That's the truth. Come on. What I tell y'all? Proverbs 21 and 10. Yes. You got to change your desire, say.
The soul of the wicked desires evil.
What does the soul of the wicked desire?
Evil.
Huh? Come on. Come on. Everybody see? The soul of the wicked. It desires what? Come on, Jesus is already telling you this. It's already in you to want to be evil. It's already in you to want to be angry and hateful, huh, and bitter. It's already in you to be that way. But what does the rest of that verse say?
It says, his neighbor findeth no favor.
Yes, that's right. That's right. No. That's it. That's all. I just wanted you to see the soul of the wicked. It desires what? It's already in you. It desires evil. You got to change your way you think. Huh? Come on, go to Psalms 38 and 9. Psalms 38 and 9. Got a couple of scriptures this morning.
Yeah, 38 and 9 reads, it says, Lord, all my desire is before thee.
Huh? Whose desires are before? Mine. Huh? That's why I can tell you flat-footed to seek Jesus for yourself. Huh? Run for your own life. Huh? Mother don't want to be saved. Father don't want to be saved. Children don't want to be saved. Brother, sister, save yourself. Huh? See the desire to live in you. And save who? Yourself. You came into this world by yourself. And you're going to leave by yourself. And the only thing you need to focus on is making sure you are saved. Saved from what? Not saved from poverty. Not saved from sickness. Not saved from people. Saved from sin. Huh? Why? Because if I don't get saved from sin, when it is finished, it's going to kill me, right? It's going to bring me death. Right? Come on. What did I just say?
All my desires before thee and my groaning is not
his. What are you reading now?
38 and 9.
Yeah. What is it? My groaning. Huh?
Yeah, my groaning is not.
That's when I tell you, when you want to receive the Holy Ghost, you got to want the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
You just can't passively ask to be saved. You need to want the Holy Ghost. I mean hunger and thirst after the Holy Ghost. Huh? When you get up in the morning, that got to be at the front of your mind. I want the Holy Ghost. Huh? Even though you got to go pay bills,
Even though you got to go run errands, while you're paying your bills, you got to be at that bill line saying, I want the Holy Ghost. He be saying, good morning, and walk away. And in your mind, I want the Holy Ghost. While you're walking down the street, I want the Holy Ghost. While you're standing at the bus, I want the Holy Ghost. Boopty bop be driving by, it should be reminding you, I want the Holy Ghost. I don't want to die in my sin. Trash running all around you. Jesus, this ain't for me. I want the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is your escape. Huh? It gets you out of here, doesn't it? You got to groan for this. Huh? You got to groan for this. You ain't going to get it because you just say it. That ain't how it works. You got to groan. You got to hunger and thirst after this, right? Come on, is that true? Read that verse again. The desire of the wicked is evil. Huh? All of my desires are before Jesus. See, you can't cut corners with Jesus. He knows you better than anybody else. He knows when you're not putting him first. And you can't get mad at him. He's an honest spirit. Huh? He's a just God. He gives you just what you deserve, right? Huh? He sees you. He sees you for who you are. And he's just telling you, you'll seek me and find me. When you search for me with what? Huh? You can't have step with Jesus. You can have step with people. Huh? But you cannot have step with Jesus. You can sweet talk people. You can tell people just what you know they want to hear. But you can't treat Jesus like that. Jesus looks beyond all of your phonies. Huh? Jesus sees you for who you are. Huh? He realizes you are wicked. Huh? And you need him to help you, right? You ain't going to sweet talk Jesus. You ain't going to slick your way up into this. Huh? Don't get mad at me all the time. They say, oh, I just, if I could just get next to Elder Scott and just talk to him, then he going to know that I'm really serious. But I don't, you got to get it out your mind. I ain't the one to save you. When you get on your knees and call Jesus, you going to be down there by yourself. Jesus. You can peek at me and say, where Elder Scott? Most of the time, I'm not in here for that reason. Because I don't want you to see me. I don't want you to hear my voice. I want you to realize you're going to be down there, and you're going to be down there until you make up your mind that you want to be saved, right? Jesus. You start doing that, you may hear me say, go and get up. You don't want to stay down there. But I'm feeling, I need to get up. Go sit in the chair. Sit in the chair. Sit in the chair until you get a mind and want to be saved. Huh? I'm not saying I don't want to be saved, but if you want to be saved, act like it. You think you're fooling me. Jesus said, I know your desire. Huh? Come on, what did that verse say there? Not some. You can't cherry pick. You can't present yourself as being one way. And then the Lord sees that something else is up under it. Lord said, I see it all. I don't care what you present in front of everybody else. I see it all. Right. In the Gospels, he put it this way. You that are coming with me with masks on, take one of them off. Right. Make a decision as to who you're going to be. Right. Huh? Right. If you're going to serve Jesus, amen. Right. If you're going to serve sin, go do you. Right. Huh? Right. Do what you want to do. Because right. I'm going to reward you accordingly. Huh? I'm a righteous judge, and I'm going to judge the world by the standard of righteousness. I'm going to be right and fair with you. I'm going to be different than all these judges that are in this earth, because these judges have compassion on you. You shed a couple of crocodile tears. You get somebody that know the law, that can finesse their way around it. These judges will say, okay, well, I guess I'll do this. But when you come before Jesus, ain't no I guess. Either you're saved or you're lost. Either you're just or you're unjust. Either you're clean or you're filthy. You're either one or the other. But you got to make That's truth. All of my desires. Y'all, do y'all see this? Y'all should have it highlighted. Not some. The Lord knows when you got a hidden agenda. Jesus knows all of these things. Lord said, out of Lord, search the heart. I try to reign. I'm going to put you to the test. I'm going to see how serious you are about wanting to be saved. That's the truth. Lord going to see just how serious you are about wanting to be saved. How serious you are about wanting to do what is right. Come on, you got to prove yourself. One writer said, prove me. Try me and see. Prove me, Lord Jesus. Look me over. See, I'm serious about my salvation. I ain't playing no games. I'm serious about being saved, right? That's the truth. That's the truth. All my desires are before you. Keep read.
All my desires before thee, and my groaning is not here.
That's right. That's right. If you're going to groan and cry about anything, groan and cry about being saved. Groan and cry about you being sick of sin. Come on. Cut that phone off. Cut that TV off. Separate yourself. Leave people alone. People that are not trying to be saved, leave them alone. Why? Because they're distractions. They're hindrances. They're a waste of time. I was talking to the sisters on the way over here because they were talking about how the barbershops has developed into like spas, like the women have. You know, women used to go to the hairdresser and they'd be there all day long. You know, and do whatever. But men, we just go to the barbershop, get a haircut, and get on out of here. But now they want to do all of this stuff to you, to feminize you. Feminize these men. Treat these men like they do the women. They wanna glow your fingernails up. They want you to have your fingernails all shining up. Come on, I went through that phase. Just gotta tell you. I went through that phase. That thing had my they took my dad to tell me, say, son, what are you trying to do? You're not the nails shinier than your mother. Who are you trying to be? Dad, you don't know what you're talking about. But he was trying to get me to see something. What was he trying to get me to see? That you ain't the only ones looking at your nails. You're gonna bring unwanted attention. Amen. You're gonna bring unwanted attention. Cause somebody that wants to get in behind you. Amen, Lord Jesus. And you don't want that kind of life. But somebody wanna do that kind of thing with you. And because they see your nails looking like that, they will get the wrong message. And you ain't got nobody to blame but yourself, right? You ain't got nobody to blame but yourself. Pants hanging on all down. You say, I just don't feel like wearing no belt. But somebody else is looking at you. Somebody else has got their eyes on you. And they don't mean you no good. And if the devil touch them hard enough, they're going to reach over and touch you. And if you're not careful, thank you, Jesus. If you don't have yourself in check, that same spirit in them will get inside of you, right? Same spirit in them will creep itself inside of you. It's a foul spirit. It's against Jesus. It's against righteousness. And everybody want to hide behind that word love. But love want to get you out of your sin. That's all love wants to do. Love wants to get you out of your sin. Why? Because sin wants to kill you, right? Sin want to kill you. But love want to get you out of your sin. Love wants you to help see yourself. Love wants you to desire to get out of that mess. And get out of it not passively. Not haphazardly. Not when it's convenient. You say you in Spanish, come see, come sa. You know, a little so. You don't seek the Lord a little so. You got to really hunger. I mean, you got to hunger about Jesus. You got to really want the Holy Ghost. So much so you be tossing and turning all in the night. And you be wondering, I just need some medicine to go to sleep. No, you don't. You need the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is your peace. Holy Ghost is your peace. I just need somebody to hold me in the night. No, you don't. You need the Holy Ghost. You need to kick them out the bed. Say, I need the Holy Ghost. But you know how I make you feel? Nah, I need the Holy Ghost. I need something real. But you know you're going to be calling me later. I'm going to ask Jesus to help me. When I pick up the phone, I'm going to say, Jesus, help me. Help my mind, right? Huh? Every man is tempted when he's drawn away of us. But you got to get sick of it. Only one that can do that is you. You got to say, I don't want this. Because when sin is finished, it's going to do what? Not it might. When sin is finished, I can see it. And I warn you. But at the end of the day, you got to see it for yourself. You got to see it for who? When sin is finished with me. Now I can keep going down the list. And saying, well, why am I in this condition? I'm in this because of this. My mama ain't loved me. My daddy wasn't there. You still trying to blame people. I'm trying to get you to look beyond your mama and your daddy. Because they was in sin too. They made all of those errors because they were in sin. I tell you all the time, they did the best they could. You go around and blaming them all you want. They did the best they could. All they had to work with the same thing that you got to work with, which is what? S-I-N. And when it is finished, it brings what? Sin makes parents look at children and say, I wish you wasn't even born. Huh? Child be looking, why would my mama say something like that? I don't understand it. Then they come over in the holiness and they want to bring all of their drama. And then I'm going to say, oh no, well, it wasn't your mama. How you know it wasn't my mama? You weren't there when she looked at me and said all of that. You don't know how I feel. It was sin. Sin. It was trying to divide and kill. Go to the source, right? Then when mama get the self saved, and then mama reaches out, and you say, I don't want you to hug me. But mama say, oh no, I love you. I love you. You ain't love me when I was needing you. You're going to die in your sin. You and your depressed, miserable self are going to die in your sin.
Amen. That's true. Yeah.
You don't know, all of my life, we had this old weird relationship, but now they're saved. Now they got the love of Jesus in them. And the love of Jesus is reaching out his arms. And you can go back and say, well, ain't done all that, but they're reaching out now. Because why are they doing it? Because they don't want to die in their sin.
Thank you, Jesus.
You ain't going to make me die in my sin. I don't care how many errors I had against you. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. I was telling somebody that the day before. Whether they accept it or receive it or not, you do what you're supposed to do. Let them reject you 100 times. But at the end of the day, you go to the grave and say, Jesus, I thank you for saving me.
Yes.
I thank you for delivering me from my sin. Yes. And you come around your casket and say, he's no good. He ain't no good. The saints know. The Lord made something beautiful out of that person's life, right? Late in that midnight hour they're living, right? They made a change, right? And thank Jesus for the change, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
What more can you ask for? What more can you ask for? You'll miss out all on the beauty of living.
Yes, you will.
And you'll be trying to fix stuff that you can't fix. I can't fix the effects of sin. I don't have the power to do it. I don't have the authority to do it. Well, who can fix sin? Jesus. She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall do what? Save. He shall save his people from what? Their sin, right? Move out the way and let Jesus do it. Move out the way and let Jesus save. The Lord will bring families back together. But the family's got to move out of the way. They can't keep talking about what used to go on in the past. We got to move that stuff out the way and say, Jesus, here we are. Just fix us. Jesus put us back together like we need to be. Huh? So that when we stop breathing, at least we can say that we got this thing fixed. Huh? We allow Jesus to mend our broken hearts, right? That's the truth. So that you can really enjoy one another's company. Huh? That's right. When you let Jesus do it, you really enjoy one another's company. I mean, there's a joy. There's a joy in serving the Lord. You get the opportunity. I think about Best Crew, the Best Clan. They seeing their mama more than I know. If they was in that world, they wouldn't. I know some of them wouldn't see as much as they see. They was out there in that world. But the Lord has blessed you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Huh? You're seeing her consistently. And not just seeing her. Lord said, I'm going to give you a greeting. Huh? To let you be able to say something to her. Praise the Lord. Huh? Right? All of us do it, right? All of us hug one another. And we greet each other. Praise the Lord, right? He give you opportunities that others that are not in here, they don't do it. And you see it. And you be sitting there like, such and such need to come around a little bit more. Such and such need to do a little bit more. But what is dividing? Huh? Don't blame them. Go to the source. Huh? Sin keeps people on opposite sides of the room.
Yes, it does.
And they be playing the what? The blame game. Before you know it, 5, 10, 15, 20 years pass. And you're still talking about the same foolishness. Huh? Before you know it, somebody's on their deathbed in the hospital. Huh? Still talking the same foolishness. And then when they're dead and gone, you at the graveyard. Huh? Man, where were you? Huh? Why are you doing all of that crying? Why are you doing all that boo-hooing? Huh? So I just had so much to tell, and I didn't get an opportunity. You're a liar. You had nothing but opportunity. Huh? And what did Jesus say? You were none of my reproof received. Huh? Every time I extended my hand out to you, you were too busy. Huh? Come on, saints. I'm trying to tell you what sin does. Huh? My time. But we ain't coming back. So come on, give me two more scriptures and I'm gonna let you go. Proverbs 10:24 and Psalms 112:10. 112:10. And I'm gonna close up my book.
10:24.
Yes.
The fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him.
But the desire of the righteous shall what? That's right. That's why we tell you, stay right with Jesus. Because whatever it is that your heart desire is, the Lord is going to give it to you. Y'all believe that? Huh? You ain't going to get it out there in that world. But if you stay right with Jesus, whatever your heart's desire is, he will give it to you. I'm a witness of it. I'm a witness of it. You let patience have her perfect work. It's amazing. Every time I walk into my door, I can remember when all I had was that back room where my daughter sleeps in. Huh? And we, husband and wife, in one part of the room, and bunk beds with children behind us. And then this was not some night. This was every night. That was our living. Huh? But the Lord says if you just stay right. Is that what the scripture say? If you just stay right, what will he give you? Your desires. Huh? Sometimes you don't even know what you want. But the Lord knows your desire. Huh? And he gives it to you. Never forget the phone call I got. We living up in Upper Darby. People broke in the house and was trying to steal the pipes. Said, look, y'all go back in the house. Whatever we got to do to fix that house up, we'll fix it up, but just do it. Just go back in there and don't worry about any. I said, look at Jesus. Huh? Go from one room to having just two floors. The Lord said, I ain't done yet. I don't want you to have nobody over top of your head. I want you to see my glory.
Yes, yes,
I want you to see if you walk upright before me. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Right.
If you walk upright before me, no good thing will I withhold from you. Gave us the whole entire house. The Lord said, I ain't done yet. I ain't done yet. I ain't done yet. Get a phone call. I need you to sign some papers. Huh? Why? What do I need to do? Because I'm going to put the house in your name. I said, oh, Jesus. Look at you. And I ain't paid a dime. Huh? He gives you your heart's desire. Lord knew I want what I want. I wanted to be able to say, I provided a place for my family. That was my desire. I didn't desire for them, the crew, to keep moving from one place, that place. Get into one place, it looked like we stable. Get put out. It became so normal to his kids to do it, to say, oh, we got put out. But I thank the Lord. This is what I'm trying to tell you. You can go through things as long as you have Jesus. See, Jesus kept our love strong. I'm trying to say, we got evicted. And my crew rallied around one another like we were on vacation. Remember, we went to the hotel that night because they locked us out the apartment. Huh? And here we are in the hotel like we on vacation. Now, in my mind, I'm like, Jesus, I don't know what I'm going to do. But they are, we have a nice time out here, Dad. Huh? Fun, fun, fun time. Well, it was the love that we established inside of him. Thank the Lord for my family. Thank the Lord for my aunts and all the rest of them because they just were there to help us as we bumped through life. That's all we were doing. We were bumping. We were young people trying to learn how to live. But the Lord says if you just let patience have a perfect work, if you just stick with it and do things the right way, I didn't say it. It's in your own book. The desire of the righteous. What does it say?
The desire of the righteous shall be granted.
That's right. The Lord will give it to you.
Yes.
Huh? Every vehicle we got. Y'all understand? Yes. The vehicles we paid for all broke down. But the vehicles Jesus gives you, he takes care of. We laugh about it now. But I'm trying to tell you our reality. It wasn't funny when we was going through this stuff. Because it seemed like everything we put in our hands to, it would break down. You would hit a pothole and this would break. Hit something that's transmission go. And I'd be like, what is going on? But the Lord said, just walk up right before me. And I'll give you. I'm not telling you something that I haven't lived. He will, and he keep on doing it. So much so we have to stop him. You know, the door, stuff be coming. And say, oh, no. We don't need no more. We don't make my house a car dealership. We don't need no more. Right? Amen. I'm telling you what Jesus will do for you. Just walk up right before the Lord. He will give you your heart's desire. What, I gave y'all one more scripture, right? Where was that? Psalms 112 and something. 112 and 10.
112 and 10, the wicked shall see it.
Yes. What will they see and be what? Grieved. Yes.
He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away.
Yep.
The desire of the wicked shall fail.
Yes. What shall the desire of the wicked? So it's only two. Either you're going to do it right or you're going to do it in wicked. One right, the Lord says, I will grant it to you. But the other one, it says, it's going to bring you up. You're going to perish. Huh? Now you got to make a choice. What side of the coin do I want to wind up on? You're going to get what you desire. And you're not going to be able to blame nobody but who? Because you're reaping what you have sown. I think I was talking to Sister Jackie the other day. That boomerang hurt when it come back. Huh? You throw it out there with such aggression. You'd be like, what force? That thing be gone as far as I can see. And you don't understand the dynamics of how that thing works. I don't care how far you throw it. It's coming right back. Huh? Same energy. It's coming right back. That's why we tell you as saints, Season your speech with salt. Huh? Learn how to say what you're supposed to say to one another. Huh? Be pleasant. Be kind. If you don't have nothing to say, keep your mouth shut. Huh? And even when somebody coming for you don't know what to say, know what you're working with. The Lord done told you when the wicked is before you, bridle your tongue. Keep your mouth shut. Right? Let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. Right? Well, I don't know what to say. That's a perfect opportunity to learn how to be quiet. Huh? But I got so much I want to say. Well, just learn to be quiet until you know what to say. Huh? That's true. But they're going to think I'm weak. Let them think what they want to think. At the end of the day, you're going to stand before one judge. And his name is Jesus. And he's going to judge you by one standard. And that's the standard of what? Righteousness. That's why he instructs us. No matter what go on in this earth, get yourself saved. Get yourself saved the way Jesus tells you to be saved. Repent, meaning stop all of that wrong stuff. Starts with a desire. Stop all of that wrong stuff. Go through your life, clean it up, get rid of it all. Don't make excuses for it. Get rid of it all. Don't give it to nobody. Put it where it belongs at. It's garbage. Huh? Come on, I spent thousands of dollars on it. Sin is a waste. Huh? Sin is a waste of time. Don't try to go pawn it. Don't try to give it away. Don't try to sell it. Put it where it belongs. It's trash. Put it where it belongs at. Go down in that water. In the name of Jesus Christ. For what reason? For the remission. For the removal of sin. Come up out that water walking in the newness of life. Tarry. That word tarry means to wait. Wait. And what am I going to be doing while I'm waiting? Groan. Is that what the scripture told you to do? Let the Lord know your desire. Groan. Huh? Groan. What am I going to groan about, Jesus? I want the Holy Ghost. I need the Holy Ghost, Jesus. I don't need a new car. I don't need a new home. I don't need more money. I need the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is Jesus in you. Not Jesus on you. Jesus in you. You get the Holy Ghost. Am I going to stop groaning? No. One writer said, we groan, earnestly desire to be clothed with that building that's from on high. Right? In this body, as long as I'm in this flesh, I'm still crying out to Jesus.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
I got to deal with a world that don't want me. Y'all understand that? This world don't want you. It don't. It can't stand righteousness. It can't stand what you stand for. It don't like how you look. It don't like how you talk. It doesn't like how you treat one another. Be nice and kind. World don't like that. Huh? But you put up them fists. They be right behind you. They don't even know you. What's going on? What's going on? Who did what? All of you. All of you. Huh? Huh? Then you get knocked out. They turn and say, hey, please, put you to sleep. Hey, put you to sleep. That's this world for you. You'll be dead. I mean, dead on the ground. They'll be sitting there looking at you. They put them to sleep. Did you see anything? I ain't seen nothing. I ain't seen nothing. I ain't seen nothing. I said, you better leave these folk alone. You walk by yourself. Folks say something to you, just walk by yourself. Keep your head up. You hear me talking to you? Yo, punk, look at you. You gotta just pick up your face. Run on down the street. I ain't got nothing to prove to you. All right, I'm done. Trust y'all got something out the word. Hide the word in your heart. You may.